What's going on, everybody? It's back. We're back for the Binge Boys. What up, Tanner?
We're back.
What's up?
Hey, we are not home.
Nope.
We are in Las Vegas.
Nevada.
Yes, and on a big family vacation. We weren't able to talk about it before because it was a surprise to someone, but we're here. But we'll actually recap all that crap next week when we're back for a full-length episode. As you can see from the title, we are just talking about Loki today, but I'm not going to skip over the programming notes we always do. If this is your first time listening to the Binge Boys, welcome. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. The premise is that each week my co-hosts and I discuss and break down the hottest in TV and movies, as well as some music, video games, pop culture here and there. On Thursdays, we have a bonus episode of the show called The Run-Through. On those episodes, I'm joined by Tanner and Matt, Megan and Emily, or anybody in between who wants to dive in on a different movie or TV series and break it down element by element and give it an in-depth review. First things first, if you want to talk about what you can do to support us, go to Instagram.com/BingeBoysPodcast to follow along our journey. Next, go leave a rating and review, and then finally tell a friend in need about the podcast. Before we get into it, I want to talk about a couple of our friends at the Binge Boys podcast. First of them is Dezo. Dezo Water is the world's first, or not the, I'm sorry, the world's best spiked superfruit seltzer using gluten-free vodka and all natural superfruits that are rich in electrolytes, antioxidants, and vitamins. Replenishes you party and always know exactly what you're putting inside your body. They are retailed across California and Massachusetts, and customers can also order online at drinkdezo.com. DRINKDEZO.com. The second friend of the show is Prepped and Ready. It's 2021. Everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey, and one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start and are overwhelmed by options and don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Luckily, Prepped and Ready has the solution. Prepped Ready Meals delivers high-quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind. With a variety of healthy, low-calorie, but delicious meals, we can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 at checkout for 15% off your order. BINGE15, B-I-N-G-E, 15 at checkout for 15% off your order. Tanner.
Yes.
You just ripped ass a few times while I was doing that and you were giggling.
I've had some crappy food this trip, I would say.
Yeah. Well, we won't dance around it anymore. We got together today, Tanner and I, and I'm going to edit in Matt's clip that he sent us over about his thoughts. But we are going to talk about Loki, the finale, what we thought about it. Maybe we'll discuss it more deep when we're all three together on a regular episode. But this, we just wanted to get our initial reactions out so that people could hear them. Tanner. You gave it a 5 out of 5.
I started with the 4, and then I was sitting there, and I was like, And I kept thinking about it the whole rest of the day, so I was like, you know what? Screw it. It's a 5 out of 5 for me, because I loved it.
You loved it.
I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. Especially the Kang shit is exactly what I needed. We needed shit like that, and they just blew up the whole universe, dude. This is crazy. Now it's going to be
crazy. Everything's changed.
It's nuts.
Everything has changed.
Tobey Maguire!
Yeah, all of those, everything has changed with the introducing of the multiverse.
They can do whatever they want. Yep. Now. It's the possibilities are endless.
The rumors now are that, that What If show isn't just a concept. The What If is all of the different timelines and possibilities that it started.
Oh, that's even better. I bet you $5 that's what it's going to be.
It might be.
You're right.
But
that's
hey,
insane.
That's tight. I'm here for it.
So what did you gave it a 3 though? That kind of I was surprised.
Yeah, man.
Well, actually, no, I wasn't.
It didn't come through for me. No. It didn't come through. I did enjoy very much the Kang the Conqueror stuff with He Who Remains. Mm-hmm. I think the actor's performance was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Really leaning into that. Well, in this series, he's not a villain, but one of his other variants of himself are a villain.
All of them are, apparently.
And apparently he's the only good one. So
the universe is fucked.
Yeah, I don't know. Loki just kind of didn't come through for me, man. Which is upsetting because, like, I really was looking forward to the finale of the show to introduce Kang or any other multiverse stuff. And it did do that, but I wanted a fight between Kang and Loki. Oh, like, I thought we were going to see Kang the Conqueror. We just met Kang.
Kang the Dork.
Yeah.
We're going to meet Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man 3, though.
Yeah, you're right.
The real one. The one with the creepy helmet.
Yeah,
oh,
so...
Oh, God, this is going to be... I'm terrified for the MCU.
Are you?
Yeah. It's scary, dude.
So is Kang the next big baddie?
Kang is the big baddie.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure, isn't he? One of them.
He might be.
Yeah. Time guy. My breath stinks, doesn't it?
I don't really... I can't really tell.
In case anybody wanted to know.
I can't tell.
I have stinky breath.
Okay.
Wow.
We can cut that out.
Nah.
Okay.
But that was... Yeah, I don't know. Matt kind of gave it a 3 out of 5, wow, too. Matt, what are your thoughts?
What's going on, everybody? This is, you know, it's your favorite binge boy, Matt. Just hopping on here to give you the rundown after just finishing, apparently, season one, we learned, of Loki. That was the end credit scene that Loki will return in season two. Which is a good thing because this finale was kind of a dud, if I'm saying so myself. Definitely was a supporter of the show compared to Logan. But they just definitely didn't land the plane here. Really, really slow finale with a lot of talking and exposition, which, I mean, I guess when you're going kind of high concept like they were, to explain who kind of in charge was, and it ended up being He Who Remains. As I was waiting for my computer to boot up, I did some Googling. He is a Kang the Conqueror variant, so won't fully give it to Logan that he was right on that one and that those theories were right. But yeah, man, I just feel like this whole finale, they realized, oh, we have season two, so we're not going to wrap up anything. We have all these just dangling threads out there. So we're just going to kind of barely service all of them and then just say, all right, you know, that's it. There you go. Have fun. Season two. So I don't know. I'm a little bit salty just after, I don't know, just really nothing happened. I mean, I guess, spoiler, He Who Remains was killed, and that's kind of going to, what I think is going to be sort of like the inciting event of a lot of things. Like, Jonathan Majors was the actor who played He Who Remains, and he's already signed on to play Kang the Conqueror in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And I bet we see some versions of him in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So we shall be locked in. So I thought he did a good job. I just felt like the character in this iteration, this variant, if you will, was just a bit of a big bag of nothing. He was just kind of annoying, know-it-all, but then he, you know, was got killed in the end. So who knows if he really did know it all. But yeah, so just... overall, it just kind of was really slow, didn't really amount to anything, and now it's over, but it'll be starting back up again at some point. I bet I'll use this to kind of go between the movies. I'm interested to see if it'll be like how Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. originally was, and the movies will kind of be reflected in the show. So if, you know, Kang the Conqueror, whatever, has something happen to him in Quantumania, that's that season two of Loki is going to be used as kind of like a follow-up for that, just so they can see what all the effects are just throughout the now multiverse that we have, since the single timeline is no longer a concern since Sylvie killed him. I don't know if I said that. Yeah, that was another thing that was just like a little bit odd. I felt Loki and Sylvie's chemistry just was a little bit off this episode, and I think like kind of like out of nowhere, I feel like she didn't trust Loki anymore after like all this. And it's like, I understand she's had a difficult past and stuff, and it's not really easy for her to do that, but he's been a real one this whole time, so I don't know, man. So, but I'm glad that we're gonna get more. I'm glad that this isn't the last taste we get of this show, because I think there's a lot there, and I like the cast a lot. So I'm just very interested to see where all it gets taken. Yeah, I don't really. Oh, I don't know if I ever gave my final rating / tiering. So I'd say that this ending and just them really kind of punting a bunch to season two and kind of having an anticlimactic reveal in this that I feel like is only going to be seen as a big deal in hindsight later, I think I got to go 3 out of 5 and put it in the whatever the third one, the gold titanium alloy tier. It's definitely still above the Mark 1 tier. Just, I mean, it can't be forgettable if I finished watching it 10 minutes ago. But I guess, and if it was that forgettable, then I reserve the right to move it down later. So 3 out of 5, gold titanium alloy. Disappointing. Just a little bit too much going. It just felt pretty unfocused. Much like these ramblings. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. And I don't know if I'm ending it here, or if Logan's going to give me a little end cap. But if I'm last, then enjoy your day. And if I'm not last, enjoy the rest of Tanner and Logan's thoughts. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, man. I agree.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys, I think that pretty well puts it. We can dive deeper in some theories later, but Tanner, we might as well list off where Loki fits in our brackets. Do you know where Loki fits in your MCU bracket?
God, that's a tough one. It's not an Infinity Stone, Infinity Gauntlet, I don't think.
No, it is not.
Where it's, I'd say it's Vibranium.
You think so?
Right, it's good. Super good. It's not like, I mean, but the concept of it though. What the hell is going on?
Is somebody building Legos in the other room?
Do we got Legos?
I think someone's pouring ice out.
Oh my god. Anyways. Shout out to my family. Our family. Mm-hmm. In the other rooms doing things
that are obnoxious.
That are very obnoxiously loud.
As always.
Perfect
timing.
Perfect timing, of course. Yeah, for me, guys, it fits in the gold titanium alloy tier with Ant-Man, Iron Man 3, and Iron Man 2. The Loki Season 1 fits right in that tier. If the finale was a little better, maybe it would fit in Vibranium, but it got gold titanium alloy for me, and it did for Matt as well.
Oh, I shit my pants when I realized that Mobius actually didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Really didn't know who he was. I was like, oh my god, it's over.
Yeah.
We're screwed. Like, where? I'm thinking, how is he going to get home? He doesn't have a home. Where'd he go?
How'd he get out of there?
How'd he travel?
You gotta think Loki pops up in Doctor Strange 2.
He does. They already confirmed it.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm.
They just, I think today or yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Well,
Marvel
I guess,
Monday.
Unfortunately, Loki kind of just felt like a setup show.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, that's all, that's what it.
What it just, yeah. It literally was just there to set up the multiverse.
All because of, what's his name? Hulk taking the stairs.
Yep. All because Hulk took the stairs. That's it.
It's hilarious.
Well, that's really all we had to talk about today. Yeah. We really didn't want to overdo it. We just want to get in, give our quick Loki thoughts, and get the hell out.
Yeah.
So?
I'm watching it again.
Are you?
I'm going to do it on the plane.
Okay.
Through and through. Why not?
Well,
I don't remember the beginning ones as well. Remember the beginning? You and I were like, I don't really.
Yeah. Now so. Going back to the beginning and watching it's going to make it even more badass.
Hopefully. Probably more boring, actually. We'll see. We'll see. But it's entertaining, so I love episode 5, so that's the one I want to get to. All right.
Well, everybody, like I said at the top, follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. And follow along for updates. And we'll see you next time. Bye.